VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. G'day, VoiceTubers. I hope today's been going great for you so far. If you're planning on going out today, you're bound to go to your wardrobe for a set of clothes. And for most of us, it takes some time to decide between the multiple articles of apparel we have in store. Ooh, should we do that dress today? Or the button-down shirt to go with that new pair of jeans we got last week? But why is our wardrobe so chock-full of clothes? Do we really need all this? How did we get here? Well, fast fashion may be the root of our problems when it comes to waste. There's always a new coat, hat, shoes, and trend, and it never ends. As a result, we consume a whole lot more than we actually need, leading to waste, damaging the environment as we drain the world of its resources. But the good news is, there are people trying to solve this issue. Today's video takes place in Prato, Italy, and shows how the town works to recycle our clothes. Here's a quick look at its workings and our sentence of the day. There are hundreds of companies in the small district, and each specializes in one specific aspect of the process, whether it's spinning, weaving, or designing. 这个小区域里有上百家公司，每家公司都专注于加工中的某一个具体方面。 无论是纺纱、织布还是设计。好，那在我们回到我们 sentence of the day 之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 specific。那我们第二个发音重点是 aspect，念 aspect。 重音放在前面的S, 所以是aspect, aspect. 好,那我们第三个pronunciation tip是specializes, 所以它前面是special, 然后后面是lizes, 分两段念, 那就变成specializes, specializes. 好,那我们再看一次我们今天的句子, There are hundreds of companies in the small district. And each specializes in one specific aspect of the process. Whether it's spinning, weaving, or designing. 好,那我们接下来就进入我们今天的vocabulary. 我们第一个vocabulary是district. 那district它就是一个noun, 意思是区或区域. 那这边先看到我们district的例句。 The operation base of the rebellion was located in District 13. 反抗军的营运基地位于第13区。如果你有看过饥饿游戏的话，你就知道说，他们最后反抗军的基地是在第13区，然后就有很多不同的区块。 那女主角Katniss是从District 12，也就是第12区。 那这边想要提到就是反乌托邦作品，像是《饥饿游戏》或是《分歧者》，都会把很多的地区分成好几块区域，然后人种或是那边的人民也会分成好几区。那这边可以看到说，反乌托邦的英文叫做 dystopia，那乌托邦也就是 utopia，那乌托邦就是完美世界，反乌托邦就是不完美世界。 那如果是区域的话，还有几种讲法，一种是sector， 也就是区域，就分成好几个section。那还有一种区域的讲法是region， 也就是我们常常听到的不同的领域或是区域都叫region。那我们刚刚讲的反乌托邦，都会把很多的不同的人分成不同的分支，或是 不同的反抗军也有反抗军的分支，那我们就可以讲这些分支就是 fractions 或是 branches。我们常常听到 分管或是分行，就是 bank branches， 就是银行分行，或是 library branches， 就是不同的图书馆分管。好，那我们接下来看到我们第二个 vocabulary， 也就是 specialize。 那 specialize 是一个 verb， 那它意思是专门研究、专攻、专门从事的意思，也就是比较专精这样。那 specialize 的重音放在前面的 s 这边，所以是 specialize。 好，那我们看到 specialize 的例句。Kenai specializes in video editing in the film industry. Kenai 在影界中专门从事影片编辑之职。好，那如果我们在讲专长的时候，就是叫做 specialty。 那 specialty 也可以指特色菜。那你如果要讲说，哦，你妈妈最拿手的菜的时候，你可以讲说 mom's specialty。 好，那如果我们在点餐的时候，你可能在 menu 上面会看到 today's special， 也就是今天的特别菜，今天特别推出的餐点。好，那我们接下来看到是 specialization， 也就是专业。或是如果有人问你说，oh, what was your specialization in college or university， 就是在问你说，哦，你大学的时候的专业是什么，也通常就是在问你是什么科系的。所以你可以讲说， I undertook a bachelor's degree in arts and my specialization was in English literature。 所以这边就是在讲说，我大学的时候是就读文艺学位，那我的科系是英国文学，因为 bachelor's degree 就是学士学位。那这边的 art 不是指艺术，而是人文艺术。那我们第三个 vocabulary 是 weave。 那 weave 是一个 verb， 它的意思是编、编织、编制或编程。好，那我们先看到 weave 的例句。 It's quite obvious that Josh is trying to weave together a lie on the spot. Josh 很明显的在尝试当场编织一个谎言。那这边 weave together a lie 就是编织一个谎言的意思。好，那这边有些相关的字想要介绍一下。第一个是 knit， knit 就是针织的意思，所以它如果是，所以它是一个动词。那如果是 intertwine 的话，就是交织缠绕。还有 interlace 也是交织缠绕的意思，像我们的鞋带就是我们的 shoelaces。 那 inter 有一种交错的意思，所以 interlace 就是交织。 And we're nearing the end of today's episode. What do you do to cut down waste? Let me know down in the comments. Personally, I love the concept of minimalism, which is a lifestyle all about living with less and living intentionally. Every choice you make, the things you buy, the things you keep, the things you throw away,are all decisions carefully made. A lot of decluttering videos are centered around this idea, if you've ever crossed one before. I always find them really satisfying to watch. Last but not least, don't forget to leave your recordings, and I'll see you again next time. Bye!